You can have all the money in your hand, all the possessions anyone can ever have, but it's all worth the treasure. True worth is only measured not by what you got, but what you got in your heart. You can have, you can have everything, but what is it? What is it?
USI never had it so good. 101.1 Radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good. Radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7. The world's best radio station.
In this day and time, stereotypes are the false descriptions for all of humanity. James T. Deshaies is the author of two great poetry books that attempt to describe life from a male perspective. It has been a common belief that men are unable to put into words their deepest feelings and spend most of their time focused on the surface of what life means. Thoughts, love, and reflections, and passion, desire, and contemplation take you on a journey that has very few travelers. Mr. Deshaies has opened his heart and spirit up in ways that few have ever experienced. The depth of his poetry will have you reading his books and poems over and over again. You will find yourself using his passages to describe your own feelings to your family and friends. It is now time to put aside your thoughts and feelings related to the depth of men's thoughts and delve deeply into the words of James T. Deshaies. Once again, he will put an end to your thoughts that men can't translate their heartfelt spirit into words. Both of these books will allow you to find comfort in the reality of the heart of men. You will spend hours trying to embrace the way men want to love and display their passion to the women they love. Don't be fooled by those books that create love through words of lust, vulgarity, and unhealthy displays of sexual activities. You will discover the types of words that will allow you to rejoice in the future of what love truly means to men. Your book clubs and families will be able to discuss these words without fear. No one will have to leave the room. Both of these books can be purchased at jamestdeshaies2.com and lulu.com. Feel free to reach out to the author at tlreflectionsjtd@gmail.com.
I will be the one to hold you. I will be the one. is James T. Deshay, the host of Thought, Love, and Reflect. You know, guys, Thanksgiving is tomorrow, and I really hadn't focused on it until today. And then I saw a video of a man in North Korea trying to escape North Korea, being shot by his fellow soldiers, and him being rescued and dragged to safety by the South Koreans, and just thinking to myself that as an American, we come on this show and identifying the things that are wrong with our country that we need to do better. And when we discuss these things in length and discuss them day after day after day, some people may surmise that we're not thankful. But the truth is, we have so much to be thankful for, and we fight because we don't want to slip backwards in what we have to be thankful for. And so some people would suggest that we need to spend more time praising the things that are going well. We have to be thankful for the fact that we're in a place that we can talk about the things that are going wrong so that those things can be fixed. And before I get too deeply in the show, I just want to thank all you guys. I went back and listened to yesterday's show, and I was real happy with yesterday's show, but what I'm so happy about is that I got people on my show when technology goes wrong, and that pretty much just know that what they have an idea of what to do to make it right. And so I got kicked out of the show or something on my new computer wasn't working. And it's amazing, you know, we have these new devices that we get that allow us to be so hands-free. And I have this all-in-one computer now, and I just click it on, and all I have to do is start talking. Well, you know, anytime you get new technology where you have to do less and less, there are going to be glitches. So I just thank you, those of you who are out there, that when a glitch does happen, you know what to do, you're patient, and you don't get flustered, and we finished the show, and it was a good show. Today, I just want to talk about, you know, what we have to be, you know, what we have to be thankful about. Talk about that amazing video, and I hope everybody got a chance to watch it, where this gentleman literally was running for his life, for a new life. And we have to talk about how that happens around the world, where people are just doing all that they can to get to a place where they can have the kind of life that they want to have. And to be in a country where every day you can work towards your dreams, that you don't have to be stuck where you are. You can fight to get wherever you desire to be. And I am thankful for that, because we were just luckily born here. There's so many people who are born other places who have to fight to get to a democracy or get to a place where they're not hindered to be whatever their heart desire is. And so we need to just reflect on what kind of life we have and the freedom we have to change our lives in any fashion we want to. We're not hindered by our beginning or kept from our dreams by our downfalls. So we have so much to be thankful for related to being in America and the possibilities we have. And the fact that we're not going to get shot, because most of us are happy where we are. How are you doing this evening, D? Thank you for being out there and being patient and tolerant and telling everybody to call back in. And I'm not sure, you know, with technology, you don't you're not sure what fixes the problem, but restarting always is a good place to start. How you doing this evening?
Well, I'm doing good, big man. I'm doing good. Got to tell you, happy Thanksgiving Day, everybody, and thank you for your show. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for having the patience to be part of the show, for wanting to give us a platform to say what it is that we always had on our heart to say, but we have been stifled by mainstream talk shows who have a tendency to talk to us and talk at us and don't give us the opportunity to respond. You got to know how big that is to me. I've been listening to talk radio since the Iran-Contra affair, which is quite some time ago. And I'm quite acquainted with Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and countless others. And your show is actually a godsend. So I want to thank you for your show. I want to thank you for your regular participants, people like Ms. Cheryl, who has become part of the show and found confidence in the show to convey with us and things about things that she hadn't been able to talk to anyone about. That's big. That's huge. Because for me, your show has a therapeutic value to it. You all know that I have had my tenure in drug recovery, and the things that I learned at rehab, I can't find anywhere or anybody to conversate with on the real. Because for me, life is real. And there's so much to be thankful for. So, you know, even things like North Korea that we've had to endure, even the presidency of Donald Trump, we had to find thanks in that, because hopefully, and I know it has done so for me, but hopefully it would give us some realization of where we are in this space and time. And I think it's imperative that we learn to reflect on where we come from and where it is that we're trying to go. And so, again, thank you for your show. Thank you for your time. And I love you all. Thank you.
Well, you know, when we think about Donald Trump, we just think y'all can keep our sanity about Donald Trump is because we know that he'll be over soon. He might be over in 4 years, and we definitely going to be over him in 8. And so, and 8 is not even a remote possibility. But in Zimbabwe, if I'm saying it correctly, they just had a president to resign who was in office for decades. And so at least here in America, we know that we're not going to have a bad president for decades. And so we can be thankful about that. Hello, Cheryl, and just like Dee, I just want to thank you for your commitment to the show. You showing up nearly every day and being a part of the discussion. And it is just thankful to have people like yourself committed to sharing their opinions and their thoughts about what's going on in our world. Too often, like Dee says, people tell us what we're thinking and how we feel, but don't give us a chance to tell it for ourselves. So I thank you for your strength to tell your story and share your thoughts with us each and every day.
Well, I'd like to say a happy Thanksgiving to everyone as well. And I thank you for allowing me to be a part of this, because as I mentioned on a daily basis, that a lot of things that I would not be aware of if it was not for this platform. You know, you bring something to my life that I did not have. You know, information and being able to share the opinions or listen to the opinions of each and every one of us that's on this platform. And not only you, but I think, you know, the opinions of the other that are on this platform on a daily basis as well. You know, I look forward to, and I do my best to do my schedule around the radio show. And everybody pretty much know, you know, don't call me during this time. So they've learned. But I so appreciate, you know, you, and also for being a part of your life as well on a personal level. You know, I really, and I do have so much to be thankful for, because like each and every one of you, you know, who's here on a daily basis know that I'm a living miracle because of my situation. And I've been able to share, you know, on this platform with things that I didn't think that was going to actually come out. But, you know, I think that we are helpful to everyone who listens. So for that, I am very thankful for it, and I do thank you again.
Well, this show, without a doubt, gives us a voice and an opportunity to talk about the thing, the topic of the day. And we know that if not for this show, we would be shut out from having a voice. And so we definitely know that we got a voice every day. We have the freedom to bring up different topics every day. And we just know there's an opportunity to share with the world what we feel and what we think the results should be. We have a number that I'm not familiar with. 4216, those are the last four digits of your number, 4216. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, this is Joyce. I'm in the process of getting a new telephone, so I have to put the new one aside until I learn how to use it. So this is my spare phone. This is my spare phone. So I would like to say that I am so thankful that you give us an opportunity to voice our opinion without making us feel belittled in any way, as well as all the listeners. And that means a lot. That means a hell of a lot. I like it because, like Ms. Cheryl say, you know, you learn from others, and it's always good to get a different perspective. And it opened up avenues as to how we can relate to others and how we can be soldiers of teaching our young people. So I am so grateful for this show. I'm just like Ms. Cheryl. I look forward to being on the show as often as I possibly can. And everybody know that when you call me, you got to call me at a certain time because I want to be on this show. And I would like to be a part and a participant. I would like to say it's so wonderful knowing all the other listeners and guest speakers and daily representative of your show. It just makes me feel like I've included myself in another big part of a family. I just love everybody, and I haven't met everyone, but I do know you because I know your soul. I know who you are as to how you communicate, and I learn from each and every one of you. So I'm so grateful. It is a miracle that we are in the United States, and I, for one, I used to be an airline stewardess, and I do know how special it is to be here in the United States. We are so fortunate, and we have no idea how fortunate that we are until you visit another country. And I'd be timid all the while that I'm there because you just get a vibe and a feel that you don't have that freedom. So that's why I preach a lot about, and it's not that I ride our young people, but I just have to inform, and we have to keep talking to our young people because we are blessed to be here in a free country. That's why so many people are risking their life each and every day to try to get here. And the people that do come over, they don't want to go back. So we are very, very fortunate. So for that, James, thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And I love you guys so much. Thank you.
You know, we are an example of how people can talk about any subject and not fight about the differences of opinion. You know, I can know that I can come to an agreement or to a common place with everybody on this show, and we can hash out things and probably decide a middle ground. And so we really have to be thankful that we can be an example somehow or another. I believe that there's an eternal war going on. You know, Dee, I know that you believe that there is a white supremacy group and the alt-right that is alive and well. But one of the things for me is, and I have never really sat down and talked to a white supremacist or talked to somebody who truly, from their heart, hates African-Americans, who hates Jews, or who hates any number of people just because of who they were born. But the realization is, as a believer, I'm not allowed that option. I don't have the option to go around hating people, even with reason. You know, as a believer, you know, we meet people all the time who have had some horrific things happen to them, and they forgive the people who did it. And so, as a believer, when I come to the table, you may have a lot of hatred in your heart for me for things that I can't do anything about. But for me, my only option is to love you and wish the best for you and hope at some point your heart is softened. But I don't have the right to hate you, even with cause. And so I believe that most of us come to this platform knowing that we want the best for America, and that whatever we suggest or believe is not for the detriment of our country. Dee?
Yes, sir. James, you are so right, and I was thinking about that very thing today, how disappointed I am. And I just want to express this because this is true to my heart. When you say that I don't have the option or the luxury to be in negative disagreement with anybody, I have to, as a believer, I have to remanufacture or reconstruct my way of thinking to be a forgiving person. And I have been so disappointed with the evangelical Christians. I mean, I just got to see it. I've been so disappointed with them, from Jerry Falwell all the way down to Paula White and then some. The way that they have been all in with this new movement, and they stood by silently as the police unjustly sought judgment on unarmed black people, and they stood by and didn't say a word. But I just wanted to say how you're right. I don't have the luxury to do that. I must find a way through Christ to be a forgiving person and to be right-minded. And that's what Christian is, to be a Christian is to find a better way through Christ and not be at odds with anything. So, I just wanted to say that I totally agree with you there. Thanks.
Cheryl, as we walk this journey to be, as believers, ready and prepared to wage war with others, but in a way that doesn't and isn't detrimental to their existence, we have to allow people to be who they are, even when they live a life that is opposite of the one that we live and the one we believe in. And so we just, as believers, recognize that we have to continue to love people beyond themselves and hope at some point their eyes are open to what it is that we see.
You know, you're right. And in situations that I encounter on a daily basis, you know, I always show respect to someone else. I always, you know, I may not like everything that you do and what you stand for, but I respect you as an individual, and I have brotherly love for you because I want to be respected. And, you know, so I treat people how I expect to be treated. And, you know, that's the thing about this world. It's made up of people of all kinds. And we can't change anyone. The only person that we have control over and can change is ourselves. You know, I do pretty good living in the world based upon how I treat people, how I conduct myself, and the love that I show towards, you know, others. And, you know, hopefully I inspire somebody that's watching me to do the same as well. But, yeah, we got to respect, you know, each other and who they are. We don't have to like them, but we do need to respect them.
And, Joyce, you know, we talked about this week how we have to be committed and dedicated to our beliefs and not allow others to intrude or in our life in a way that compromises our beliefs, but not act as though we want them to be destroyed because they think differently. You know, we just have to learn to be steadfast and hold tightly to what is obvious to us related to our way, the way that we live our lives.
That's correct. You're very, very truthful in stating that, because that and that's one thing that we have to do. Because if we be so open-minded and go so much to the left, where everybody's trying to take us when we know that it's wrong, and we're not willing to stand up and fight what we know that we'll be a lost society, and we won't be as to what everybody is thriving to be for. You know, it amazed me that a lot of people come over in this country and they try to change our ways, how we do things in the American way to their way. And my thing is, that was the reason why you coming over here. So, you know, you got to be a part of. And we as American, we got to stay fast on our merits and what our forefathers have fought for and stood for. And that's not only just blacks. It's got to be white. We got to do it in Congress. We got to do it on the government level. We got to get really back to what the United States and what the land of the brave, home of the brave, land of the free stand for. I think we lose sight of that. And hopefully by us reflecting a lot, particularly tomorrow, as to where we are, where we're going, and what we're standing for, and talking. That's a thankful day that we can all gather around the table as one and really have good conversation. Now is the time to do that, and tomorrow will be the most perfect day to do that.
All right, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and continue our conversation.
So, what do you want to do? I'm here, baby. I'm ready, baby. I'm waiting on you. Believe me, I am patiently waiting. Something wrong with me. Every time I'm alone with you, you keep talking about you loving me. Hey, baby, your foreplay just blows my mind. So why don't we stop all the talking, girl? wasting time. I've had my share of lovers. Some say I'm damn good. And if you think you can turn me out, maybe I wish that you would. Cause you keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you, I'll never go back. You say there's a lesson if you wanna cheat. Well, here I am, baby. Practice what you preach. Well, here I am, baby. Practice what you preach. Yeah, it's just you and me. So many things I can do. I can't believe. Hey, hey, hey. It's your move. Why don't you start turning down the light and show me just what you can do? Hey, baby, I've had my share of lovers. Some of them were damn good. But if you think you can turn me out, me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you, I'll never go back. Say there's a lesson you wanna teach. Here I am, baby. Practice what you preach. Is it?
Because you're bringing awareness to us of things that is before us that we may not have even known. And let me just speak for me that, you know, I would not have known about, especially with not having the TV. But, you know, we talked about it many a times about how, you know, in different things, it begins in the home. And then from the home within our community. In our community, you know, we do things on a local level, and we talk so many times about how important it is for our voices to be heard through voting. So, yeah, and we also talked about, you know, taking actions, and that's one thing that, you know, we discussed many a times as far as being more active in things that's going on around us. So, yes, our voices need to be heard and must be heard. And we have brought to this platform different ways that our voices, you know, could be heard. And it's up to us to continue to be active in those areas. So it's been very informative and very, you know, with the platform. So I can't get, you know, say it enough about how much I appreciate, you know, just being a part of this group, because everybody has contributed something to my life as far as the things that I've heard, you know, and whether, you know, I haven't stated, you know, you all have been, because I've taken each and every one of you all that I may not have thought about and implemented in my life. So, and because of that, I do appreciate, you know, each and every one of you all.
And George, you often amaze me about how you bring things to the table that don't pop up in my head. You know, just a few minutes ago, you talked about how we have to be just as concerned about where the left is trying to take us as we are about the right. So we are really battling to stay in the center, where we want to add new things to our life, but not new things that take away our moral values. And we don't want the right taking us backwards, where we lose ourselves to their need to be empowered. And so we struggling on both sides to monitor what the left wants and what the right wants as we try to stay in the center.
Absolutely. But the bottom line, and when we look at it, we really do know right from wrong. And it's just so much evil out there trying to overwhelm the graciousness and the goodness. And we got to really fight for our freedom, fight for our foundation, fight to make sure that our ancestors did not waste their time and did not lose their life for us to just to be satisfied. We can't be just satisfied and just to say, oh, well, and think that the battle of the giant is too big to fight. I was so proud of your plight yesterday, James, and you telling your story. That meant a lot, because now, you know, you've grown. You were that little giant, but you fought. You had that inner in you, and that's what we got to really keep in order to get ahead and to make sure that our foundation and our forefathers' foundation is not a waste of time. So we got to do that. And we cannot be too easily to give up. It's hard sometimes, you know what I mean? And that's why we have each other, to give each other strength when we're falling short, you see. And that's what we got to instill in the majority of the society, to let them look. It may be blimp today, but the light of the tunnel is going to shine brightly. But we got to push through it. You got to go through it in order to come out whole and come out rewarding on the other side. So that's how we learn, and that's what we have to continue to do, because there are so many out there that want to take us in a different direction and to really hold us back. I am just so amazed at this president of the United States. I just read today how he sent how he talked to Mr. Ball. It's just ridiculous. And then he made the statement that he's going to go with Mr. Roy yesterday. But it is no different than what the way that he talked yesterday before he left to go to Florida is the way that he sounded when this young lady lost her life about those skinheads and the Ku Klux Klan, who they was fighting against there. And he didn't see nothing wrong with both sides. His message is the wrong message. So that's what we got to kind of keep in tune as to what it is and listen to what he's saying, so we can fight those evilness. You see what I'm saying? Because it's out there and it comes at the top. So we got to really, really cut it off at the roots.
And Dee, when, you know, we have to be prepared and ready. You know, one of the things, at one point in my life, I thought that we were going to be in a position where we could just give up on that 20% of our society in terms of people of color who seems not prepared or not ready or not willing to follow the journey in a way that gives them the success that we want as Americans. But we truly cannot afford to just let that small percentage go, that we need to find a way to impact their lives, to reduce those numbers so that we can have the impact on America that we want to have as a whole. And so we really can't afford to turn our backs on people who've lost their way. We have to find a way to engage them and get them involved in the system.
Well, no, James, you're absolutely right. And, under the surface, that's what the Donald Trump era has done. It has jarred us into some reality to come to realize that we cannot afford to neglect the 20% that you're speaking of our young folk and the people that seem not to even care. It's all hands on deck. And so so now we, the older people, have to be a little bit more creative in trying to get their attention. Protesting has its place. Yes, it does. Marching in the street has its place. But still, there's going to be that 20-10% that has no interest in any of that still. That's where creativity comes in from those of us that's been around 50 years and better. We have not been allowed to live here on this earth for 50-plus years and not been given the gifts of discernment and not knowing how to reach these people who seem to be unreachable. That's our plight. How do we now use our experiences, our dreams, and our hope, plural, our hopes, to better get our young people interested in where it is we're trying to go? You know, Ms. Joyce said something, and you brought it up, how we are made to be able to listen. You know, it wasn't until Donald Trump came along and spoke about draining the swamp, where it brought to our attention about the establishment, that being both the Democratic and the Republican side of things. You know, the swamp is really something to be reckoned with because they both have their own agendas. And if we, like Ms. Joyce said, don't call our congressman on a regular, or if we don't hold their feet to the fire when it comes down to the next election to ask the question, what are you really going to do for me? Don't actually anticipate or assume you get my vote because you're a Democrat. Because now, honestly, James, I have swung more to the middle. I am very appreciative to what Democrats has meant for us as a people and where it has helped us get. But here in modern times, I have actually swung to the middle because of the fact that there is an establishment that seems to be more interested in its own interests than it is for my and my other people well-being. So that's where I am, and thank you for letting me share that.
Well, you know, as I look at myself and what I think about and what I think is better for the country, I see where we, again, lose sight about how do we determine or get more people, more poor people to the middle class. And so I like Bernie and some of the things that he wants change, and I believe, like, we all deserve the right to be able to go to a doctor. We all deserve the right to have insurance, and that should be something that should be mandated, that all Americans have the ability to go to a doctor when they're sick. And every American has the right to an education. Nobody should be denied the right to go to college because they don't have the funds to go to college. And so there should be provisions made both to keep people healthy and to keep people employed to a rate that can give them a decent lifestyle. But when I look at the fact that the right seems only interested in making the rich richer and do not provide any opportunity for the poor to have a living wage, it infuriates me and makes me want to tell people who are out there doing nothing that they got to be part of the solution. So, Cheryl, you know, when we're sitting out here thinking about all the things barely making, a lot of them barely has to do with the fact that our government has not raised the minimum wage in a lot of years and will not reduce the cost of education to the point that people can get themselves educated.
I can hear you, but I can't make out everything that you're saying. I'm not sure what the noise is.
All right, Cheryl, what I was saying was, it seems to me that our government is more interested in providing more money for the rich than providing the necessary needs of the poor and the middle class. We're struggling having to pay education, but they're interested only in giving major tax breaks to the very rich, instead of providing the opportunities for the poor and the middle class to better themselves.
Oh, you are so right. And that's why we have to educate ourselves as far as on our finances. And not only that, you know, I know we just had an election as far as wanting to raise, you know, a tax. So that's definitely one of the things that that's very important, voting, you know, and I can't say that enough. But they're going to always try to get around ways to, like you say, make the rich richer and the poor poorer. And it's really trying to knock out the middle class. Either you're going to be rich or you're going to be poor. And you know, every day I'm just appalled to how, you know, they expect people to live off of, just like you said, the wages that are being paid. And I mean, as far as working so hard. And that's why we got to begin to work smart and know how to make our money work for us. But through all of that is being educated as far as finances and believing in ourselves. Because each and every one of us have some type of gift that we can use and to do better. But sometimes we need the encouragement. Sometimes we just don't believe in ourselves enough. You know, whatever it is. But those two things is, you know, going to the polls every time that there's an election, no matter how small the election that we think the election is, it matters. And also being smarter with our finances, that we can do it, because we don't seem to be getting our wages up at all. It's ridiculous. You know, we're being choked with the small amount of finances and the expenses that we occur on a daily basis.
And Joyce, you know, it is just sad that they so easily forget about the poor and the working poor. These people out there struggling, and they always talking about tax reform and making life easier for the rich, but very seldom do we get any real conversation about increasing the minimum wage so that poor people, working class people, can get some kind of relief. Talking about the $1,500. $1,500 is not going to do anything to change the quality of anybody's life consistently every month.
You're so exactly right. And I think what the Republican and what they tend to forget is that the middle class is what run this country. We are the backbone. We do the work. We do the labor. We do the hard work. And every chance they get, they try to penalize. It's ridiculous. They're taking away all the programs, and Medicare is finna go up. Programs he claimed that he wasn't going to touch, he's beginning to touch those programs. And I feel sorry for the ones that are on Medicaid, not Medicare, but Medicaid. You see, that means that they hadn't worked long enough to put anything into the system to really draw the Medicare. Those type of programs, the majority of those programs are your poor people. It's ridiculous. They are really going to hurt, not only financially, but they're going to hurt health-wise. And just yesterday, he had promised the Haitians that that program, that he was going to leave those people alone, but he's given them to 2019, the end of 2019, that they all have to go who does not have proper citizenship. This is ridiculous. Now, what we have to do, too, is that we have to curtail on our values. We got to find out what our values are, and we got to really kind of look at that. You know, we're so materialistic. We got to cut back. We really do have to cut back. That's hard to say than done, but when you can sit down and look around and see, and when you look at it and say, it's necessary, do I really need it? And if not, then you know what I mean? Stop bringing it in. When you bring something in, two things got to go out. This is ridiculous. Above all, I've always, and this is something that we have to teach our young people to do, because they're the ones that are making the money, because they only think for today and not for the future. We have to learn and teach them to pay yourself first. When you get your paycheck, pay yourself first. Pay yourself for all the bull that you put up with, all the hard work that you've done. Pay yourself first. And if you begin to pay yourself first, then you start looking at how you can maneuver your money. And once you see that adds up, you know, and in no time, you really got something going. So we got to reset our mindset and retrain our mind as to the value of the little money that we have. Because it was 11 of us. Two died, and it's 9, 6 girls and 3 boys. My dad did not even have a 8th grade education, but he had a master in common sense. I do not know how he ran our family the way that he did. And every last one of us went to college, believe me. And most of us, we had a choice to go whether or not we wanted to go to a Catholic school or a public school. But that is sheer determination, and that's value. You look at the value of where we are the whole bit. And being retired, I've been retired now for the last five years or so. I'm looking at all of this around me. It's just so material. You know, your mindset, you change your whole life. This program has done so much to me as far as my mindset, how I look at life, how I travel through life. And that's what we got to really kind of retrain our young people to minimize. You see, minimize. You know, we don't need it right away. We don't need all this top-notch stuff. You know what I mean? We got to really make do. And in the long run, we got to look out for the long run, because a lot of times Social Security is not going to be there for the young people that's coming up. So if they don't have no type of investment, I don't know where this country is going to go. The poor, it's just going to be heartbreaking, very, very heartbreaking.
And, Gee, why is it that we keep getting these Republicans in office who refuse to look at the working class and do things that personally benefit their monthly income? It is almost insulting to me for them to tell me they're going to give me $1,500 as though somehow another $1,500 is going to change my life year to year. I mean, but yet they are willing to give millions of dollars a break to the rich in hopes that they let it trickle down. And they know rich people spend all their time trying out how to keep their money and not share their money. Are you there, Gene?
Yes, and I am here. I have been totally floored to learn that I fall right in or below the poverty level. It has been brought to my attention that if you make less than $150,000 a year, that you are below the poverty level. And I don't know how much you all made as teachers, but if you all made over $150,000 to $200,000 a year, then that puts you in the middle class. I am floored by the fact that that the Republican establishment has no empathy for people that make less than $150,000 a year. And so, yeah, that really bothers me. And to be at the polls for, like Ms. Joy said, for the smallest elections has to be paramount in order to expect some change in our everyday lives.
It is inconceivable to me that their focus always seems to be in the wrong direction, that they don't see the need to make life better for the working class and the poor. They always seem to be focused on making sure that their cronies are well taken care of, Joyce.
Oh, yeah. They're going to make sure that happens. They're going to make sure that happens. They're taking care of their own. They really don't care too much about the people that really, the working class people, the people that's really making this country tick, you know. I mean, they'll work you to death if they had to and don't think anything about it. You see all the loopholes and the taxes. What I'm just so sick about is that he talk about taxes and you still haven't showed yours. You want to make sure, and then you tell him you're going to give us a nice Christmas present, $1,500, nice Christmas. Are you kidding me? The average person out there that they are stating is going to spend between $5,000 to $20,000 on Christmas alone. That's why we got to start curtailing as to how we look at these holidays. This Thanksgiving, I've asked my grandkids, I've sent them a letter, a handwritten letter to each individual. And the idea is they're going to open up a letter from Nana. And what Nana, I told them how thankful I am to be their grandmom. But what I wanted them to do on Thanksgiving Day, to take some time and to write me five things that they're thankful for. And I told them I cannot wait to see what they write. So I'm trying to reframe their mind as to what these holidays mean, what Thanksgiving means, what Christmas means, because Christmas to me is the reason for the season, but people are not putting it in perspective. It's a way for these stores to clear out their books and to make a profit by the end of the year. That's how we have to start looking at that. So if we start looking at it that way and start retraining our minds for the real reason why Christmas is there on December the 25th, then I think these are the type of ways that we need to reprogram and start relooking at things so we can survive. Not get ahead more than likely. We're going to have to survive as to what is in store and what's ahead of us.
You're definitely right. We have to stop being consumers and become more involved in keeping the money that we get and then spending the money that we get. And Cheryl,
correct.
I'm so encouraged by you, by the lengths that you've gone to change your life and to make your life better and to get be satisfied with less, doing more. And that's what we all have to do. We have to be satisfied with less, do more. And we have to get that mindset that you have gravitated to that puts you in a better position.
I appreciate that. You know, and we all do. We all have to do better in every area. I have to continue to improve in every area. You know, each month on my page, I write, "It's a new beginning." We don't want to just start over on January the 1st. You know, actually, every day is a new beginning. But I do post the first of every month. Whatever you did not accomplish last month, you know, let's get it accomplished now. It's never too late. Always continue to improve ourselves. You know, we don't have to wait till the new year. And here we say we want to make a New Year's resolution. And, you know, a lot of times I ask, you know, my question, when people put their New Year's resolution up, I ask them, you know, I tell them, great, can you share with me that plan of action? You know, they say, I'm going to come out of debt. Those are just words. You have to put a plan of action to do those things. You know, so everything that we want, we got to put a plan of action behind it. And I had to do the same thing, you know, with the changes that I wanted to. I just couldn't sit back and say, you know, I wanted to be off of all of my medication. I wanted to be healthy again. You know, I couldn't just sit back and do that. I had to put a plan of action together to make things happen and not to continue just watching things happen. And I think that we all have to do that. Even like what Joy said, you know, when we get paid, we have to pay ourselves first. We do, you know, and I'm a big thing. You know, as far as if you don't have a job, create a job. There's no such thing as not having a job. You know, and my children have always seen me work. And I think I may have been employed by the longest job I've ever worked on was 2 years. I've always made my own money. And that way I knew how to control my money. You know, when you get your paycheck, you know what you're going to get. Well, I wanted more than that. So I knew that I can do a little bit more to make more than what somebody else was going to give me. And when opportunity knocks, I take it. You know, if it don't pan out, oh well, but I take the opportunities. You know, and like, and sometimes, you know, we play it safe. We don't. So we got to put ourselves out there a whole lot more, because we can't sit back and just expect, you know, the wages to go up, the retirement to get better, none of those things, because we see it's not. So we have to do something about it. And we have to teach others who don't know those things about it. Again, you know, just like Joy said, she wants to teach her grandchildren. And that's what she's doing. She's giving back and helping them to understand, you know, what it is to be thankful for, and not to say, you know, Thursday is the day that I'm waiting on to start my shopping because everybody has a sale. Well, everybody is, all the business is to come out, you know, out of the red into the black on that day. And that's what they, you know, that's what they in business for, and that's how they have it set up. So whatever they didn't do all year round, they're going to come, they're going to be in the black, you know, during the holiday season. And we got to be able to have a mindset where we do, you know, better, and we work hard for our own selves and not for someone else.
We definitely have to learn how to stop buying a bunch of stuff that doesn't have any long-term benefit to our lives. And so, you know, when we sit and we marvel at how some people are really making their lives, reaching their goals and making their lives special, a lot of times they're doing that through sacrifice. And so we have to learn how to create plans, create budgets, and make sacrifices for our long-term existence. And I want to just thank Andre for making it in this evening. You know, you're a little late coming in, but we thank you for coming in. I want to thank you for helping me out yesterday during my time of need where I was having some technical difficulties. And we just want to be thankful today about, you know, where we are and where we're going and how we have to be thankful about being in a country that allows us to have a
Wonderful Wednesday indeed. Happy Thanksgiving Eve to all. And you're exactly right. We have so much to be thankful for. We are just so blessed. And, you know, we were told in Scripture that we're going to have trials and tribulations. But the good thing of it is the Lord said that he has overcome. So we should be of good cheer. And that means anything that we have to face that we've overcome. And that's something to be grateful and thankful for. Such a blessing to just to be able to be alive and be in our right mind. Is a blessing to be able to realize and know that you are alive. You know, some people are alive, and unfortunately they are in a situation that they don't even realize that they are alive, whether they're connected medically or whatever. But so many blessings. We woke up, and I did get a chance to hear at the end where Miss Cheryl was said that, you know, every day we have a chance to start over, and if you choose to start at each month, that's fine. But again, each day is a new gift. And Joyce, I know I didn't hear her say it, but I know she has said it over and over, and Miss Cheryl referenced this, that, you know, when you are working, and no matter what it is that you do, whatever funds that you have coming in, pay yourself first. And that was just something that our dad had shared. And it's just something to be reminded, and Joyce reminded me of that often, and I'm so thankful. And now we share it with all children, and hopefully they'll share it with their children as part of the legacy that, you know, we put up with a lot of stuff, and God has graced us and blessed us to have a job. So just as we carve out the first fruits for Him, our tithe, after that, then, of course, we carve out something for ourselves. So. A lot to be thankful for. I'm not sure if all have been said, but I know I'm thankful and I'm blessed. And just to have this interaction of a community, I feel that we have come to know each other, and of course we respect each other. But I'm thankful for the relationship that we have built, even on through your platform, James.
All right, we're going to. Take a break, and we'll come back and give everyone a final word. One of the things we're seeing, Andre, is that just I would like to get your thoughts on. And before I go to break, I think I'll do that. You know, the president says he wants to give everybody a gift, and I just find it amazing that he could suggest that he wants to give everybody $1,500. As though $1,500 is going to truly make a difference in the life of most Americans. And there's little talk of raising the minimum wage, where that could be a monthly difference to the lives of most Americans. But yet he has this idea of, well, we're going to change the tax laws, and every American, most poor Americans or working class Americans, will get $1,500. And I just find that so amazing that they can really believe that that is going to bring smiles on everybody's faces.
Well, I tell you what, then don't worry about his intentions or his purpose. Then the goal would be, how can we help to maximize that $1,500 to the best of our abilities? Surely, like you said, long term, it would be better to have increased. But if that's not the case, let's take into consideration what we can control. And if we have an opportunity, a way to help people to understand and to know how to make that whatever amount it is stretch, it's more than what we would have had he not decided to do that, you know. So let's look at what we can control. Surely, like you say, you would want to have something differently. And if that's not the case, then focus on what's within our control and how we can help each other.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back and give everyone an opportunity to have their final word.
I didn't have to worry no more. children and don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause he's love, and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Joyce, I needed to play that to let you know I do listen to you, and that I'm always aware that your voice is in the background letting me know what it is you like and you enjoy, and I always want to keep you as one of my favorites. Okay, so Joyce, what is your final thought for this evening?
Oh, my God, I love you, James, and thank you so much. I saw your text yesterday, you know, but my thing is that tomorrow, let us just reflect, sit down. It's a good opportunity for family to sit down and have good conversation. Now's the time to do that and really talk about what we're thankful for. We got to learn how to be more fearful going forward, and we got to start looking around and think that it's not about materialistic things. That's not what it's all about. So as we move forward to these two holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas, remember what Christmas is all about. It's not about gifts. It's not about helping the companies get out of the black and from out of the red into the black. It's Christmas. Okay, keep that focus. So happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
All right. Cheryl, your final thought for this evening?
As usual, it was a very good platform. Very interesting to know, you know, what each person here tonight is thankful for. And again, I say I am so thankful to be a part of this group. I'm so thankful to you, James, for starting something that is allowing us to take part in. And I'm thankful, you know, my everyday life. I'm thankful because God has really given me a second chance on life when I thought over a year ago that I came here to die, and now I'm a living miracle. So I'm truly thankful, and I just want to wish each and every one of you a happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Cheryl. And Dee, your final thought for this evening?
Yes, sir. I just want to thank everybody, man. Your panel, the people that face in the show, you all are a great help. And Ms. Joyce, I love you. Love you to pieces. I never met you, but I really take to heart everything you say, and it's really helpful for me. And Ms. Cheryl, you are a great find to be a part of this show. I really appreciate everything you do and everything you say. It's really meaningful for me. You have really reminded me of the the importance of entrepreneurship. And, you know, when we fall into a rut sometime of thinking and thinking in lack, Ms. Joyce said it, and you said it also, that we can always depend on ourselves to make the difference. And my final thought is just, you know, continue to show up, everybody. Take action. If you make a mistake, make the correction, and just keep going forward. Thank you, y'all.
All right. And, Dee, I just want to appreciate you for showing leadership the other day and not letting everybody just drop off the call as though the show was over. And you and Andre were just a godsend in how you handled my technical difficulties and everyone taking in what they said, Joyce and Cheryl, and calling back. And we ended up, despite the technical difficulties, of having a great show. And that's what you guys bring so much to the table. The support that you all give me is just so amazing. And I just appreciate each and every one of you for being so committed to having this show and talking about what it is you're thinking and just being real and honest. We have to remember, above all things, in order to make a difference in people's lives, we have to be real and honest. RJ, your final thoughts for this evening?
I echo everything that everyone has said. We have so much to be thankful for. Let's take action. Each one that participate on the call, whether they're a newcomer or whether they're, you know, a consistent contributor, it's just so much value. So I just want to thank God for embracing me and placing me in the surroundings of family, friends, and extended friends.
Okay, and look, we will. I hope that you all are not too tired or sleepy after eating your meal. That if you got an opportunity, I plan to be here tomorrow, but I will understand if the family takes precedence. I just want to thank you all again for just being here with and allowing us to be honest and talk and not getting angry with each other, you know, knowing that we can disagree without being disagreeable. And that's what it's all about. And even when somebody comes on who may be disagreeable, we're going to find a way to disagree with them with class. When they go low, we're going to go high. Ms. Joyce, and you say that a lot. So, I know that we got that from Michelle. And so we're going to keep them alive in our spirit and be thankful for the time we did have with them as well, not forget about them, and hope that they find ways to still be a force in our lives. Take care, everybody, and I'll see you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Thoughts, Love, and Reflection.
Thoughts, Love, and Reflection by James T. Deshay. I am a gladiator. Despite what others choose to see, my life is determined by my selected steps. Regardless of the traps set by those who hate me, I am the master of my lifelong quest. It is my convictions and courage that will decide the success of my personal journey, not the dreamless limitations of those who refuse to see the greatness of my legacy. I walk not in the shadow of those who wish to be unnoticed. I stand tall in a crowded room of those who created their own path through life. I am driven to make noise where others wish to remain silent. I wear the suit of those who slew dragons and ruled kingdoms. I will not give in to the starless skies of those who see me as worthless and without meaning. I am a present-day gladiator, and I will have victory over the kingdom of my birthright. This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Your voice can be heard loud and clear and without interruptions. Don't allow self-doubt to silence your dreams. Call 407 407-459-4827. That's 407-459-4827. Allow your dreams to take flight. Increase your quality of life and your monthly cash flow. Visit my website, www.jamestdeshay.com. That's www.jamestdeshay.com. If you enjoy my poetry, please hit the like button and subscribe. I look forward to you becoming a part of my listening audience.